Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Makeh. This last year will not be based on the language of the Chai Adam. Just some points that I would like to add on. Basically, I will take most of the points that I'm saying from the Sefer Piskei Choshen in Perek Beis, of the Piskei Choshen on Hilchos Nezikin, Perek Beis, halachas Gimel and Dalet. So, as the Rambam pointed out, any situation where there's something which potentially can hurt somebody, there is a mitzvah say to remove it, and to me, shamra mimenu, an asay and a lois asay. The Gemara says the person has an issa to be maimed a sulam ru'a b'sech besoy, to maintain a faulty ladder, a ladder which could person could step on and might break and fall and then endanger himself. If a person did not take that away, he left that around. He's been over the issur of this mitzvah of hishamer, and also the possible the issur of lo shamer damim beisecho. This issur is true whether the person actually gets hurt or not. The issur, the Torah is saying hishamer, you should be careful about. We're not waiting for you something bad to happen. So whether the person gets hurt or not, the person's avera is immediate by the fact that he did not take the steps to prevent a possibility of damage to somebody. This would apply to anything which a person has in the house which potentially could be dangerous, an electrical appliance which potentially could hurt somebody. Electrical charge because it's not grounded properly or something of that sort. All those type of things would be such an issur. A person has a place where somebody could slip and he doesn't mop it up, etc. This halacha is not only on the Bailam. So if I'm walking down the hallway and I see that there is a slick place in the hallway where some oil spilled, I have a mitzvah to remove that, to mop it up, or to put down some salt or something of that sort to prevent people from getting hurt. A person is an owner of a home and he has ice on his sidewalk. A person has the responsibility to salt his sidewalk that people shouldn't get hurt. And if the owner didn't do it, theoretically somebody else really would have, it was traveling along, should also have that responsibility. Okay, now a person on the other end, the recipient has to be careful. The person who's traveling, the person who's walking, the person who's has responsibility to be careful to make sure he doesn't get hurt. He can't put himself into a makom sakana. I know this is a bad letter, but I'll use it anyway. That's also to do. Now, we said from the Chazon Ish, in a situation where the nature of the person is to be careful, the Veira doesn't apply, and that is true. That's talking about something which, when you're careful, you have the ability to control the situation. A person on the roof, 99% of the time, can be careful and nothing will happen to him. To being on the roof in high winds would be a different story. But in general, a person has the right to go there and say he'll be careful, because that is something which you have control. But a faulty ladder which might give way, you don't have control over that. So that is called putting yourself into makom sakana, and that's also to do. That's part of this law of hishomer l'cha. Hishmor nafshecha ma'od, you have a responsibility to be shomer your nefesh. And a person has no right to say, I can endanger myself, and why is it anybody else's business? Or I'm not makbid. If a person does do that, the Rambam says a person gets makas martis. He's over this responsibility mirabbanan of taking care of himself. And the Shulchan Aruch adds a person who is careful about it gets a birchas toiv. So being careful of not putting yourself into dangerous situations is something which actually gives a person a bracha. Question which comes up, the Noda Behuda had in a shiloh, whether this person is allowed to go out into the midbar in these places which potentially are dangerous in order to trap items for the either for sport or for parnasa. He says that a person who has to do it for parnasa, it's going to be mutter. We find the Mor says that there is people who went up into the trees and people would go on to high places and be masakin themselves for the purposes of parnasa, the Gemara and Brachas. So apparently that is mutter, but not for parnasa purposes. It does not seem to be that it's mutter. He brings the Pesach Choshen brings from the Beis Arya. The Beis Arya also says it's Osir. What the Pesach Hoshen raises the question, and nowadays, given the various different technological advances that we have, that we're able to travel these places much more safely, maybe it's not going to be considered something which is usher to do. Even for Tiyul purposes, it's going to be mutter. He says with Tzarachian, he remains with Tzarachian. So we said a person who wants to drive through an uninhabited desert like area, we would assume that it's mutter to do so. He says, because if you're going to be choshish from miyuta to miyuta, so you can't even drive any car. Every car, there's always potential of danger of the person getting into an accident. So in general, we find the more says that miyuta to miyuta, we're not concerned about. But to get out of the car and start taking walks without having the appropriate gear, that would be considered this iser, and the person would be chayav makas martis for doing so. For the purpose of a mitzvah, a person he can bring us over here from the person would be allowed to be. The Tiferes also says a person can put himself into safas akana for kiyum mitzvah. In a place where it's not shkiach azek, again it's a miyuta de miyuta, and then the mitzvah will protect you. What about midas chasidus? He raises a question whether a person will be allowed to do that for purpose, something which is not a kiyum, but something which is beyond the letter of the law. He raises that as a question. Okay, have a good day, and Beis Hashem, we will start now tomorrow the Klal Tezayin in the Chayadim, which goes back to the halachos of Tefillah.